story I'm fixing to tell in the person of Buford Constantine Arcalus Gaines, or Buford C., is about how such stretch of the river of Big Green County got its name. Now, appreciate the fact that Buford C. was homeschooled sometime around late 1800s or the turn of the 20th century. Excuse me. And I'll give it in. You can see what paper with me. My name is Buford Constantine Arcalus Gaines III. This here's a story about my grandpa, about the time he was a plowing in the Green River bottom up here in Green County. This here river bottom was on a stretch of the Green River. This particular stretch of the river was known as Hump Stretch. Now, the south side of the Green River goes east to west. And if you're on the Mumfordville side, you're on the north side. Horse Cave side, south side. Grandpa was on the north side. The south side of the river went down just a straight. But on the north side, it came down straight. There was a hump. And it straightened back out. And that's how it got its name, because it was hump stretch for that there hump what stuck out into the middle of the Green River. Well, Grandpa had been a plowing, and he decided it was time to take a rest and let the team of mules rest. And oh, by the way, the names of them mules is important to this here story. Their names were Beck and Kate. Grandpa said he'd never, ever walk behind a better, a stronger team of mules than Beck and Kate. They were something else, a fine team of mules. Well, whilst they were resting, Grandpa hears something, gosh awful, making a big splashing noise out there in the Green River. And he goes to investigate to see what area it might be. And he gets over there and he says, don't you know it was the gosh awfulest, biggest old catfish he had ever seen. He said it would have easily measured 50 inches. Well, I was telling this story once, an old boy from Texas, and he said, you know, he said down there in Texas, said we got a lot of catfish long than 50 inches. I says, between the eyes? You see, we measure between the eyes. Well, Grandpa figured if he went back to the barn and blacksmithed him on the end of a big old log chain, a big old sharp hook. And if he went by the land house and fetched him a big old fat Dominica hen, he just might go back down to that river and catch that catfish. So that's what he did. He went back down to the river, took that old fat Dominica hen, put it on that hook, took the other end of that log chain, hooked it up to Beck and Kate's double tree. Took that log chain, that Dominica, I started to say rooster, catfish won't eat a rooster, got them burrs on the leg. Took that old Dominica, took that old Dominica hen on the end of that log chain, he swooshed him over his head, and cast him out in the middle of the river. Well, that old gosh awful big old catfish, he couldn't resist that Dominica hen. He swam right up to it and grabbed it into his mouth. And when he did, Grandpa yelled out at old Beck and Kate, Beck and Kate, get down and pull! And boy, they did, they got low. They were pulling. Pretty soon they got that big old catfish up near the bank. But he headed south of them. He wasn't ready to come in. And he backed old Beck and Kate up.
till he could catfish and back smack down in the middle of the river. Well, Beck and Kate got down and they dig and they got low and they pulling hard and they got him back and forth. They went back and forth. Suddenly that big old catfish disappeared. Went down deep in the middle of the river. All at once he leapt clean out of the water. He cleared the water and he was a fly. Shook his head, threw that hook out, kind of greeted the grandpa. Well, now don't you know, back in Kate, they were getting on with it. And now there's a slack chain. And they commenced to run, and now, well, that hook, the end of that log chain, hung into a big old root wad of a big old sycamore tree that was right there in the middle of that hump in that river. And before Grandpa could get over and get them stopped, they done jerked the hump out of that river. Until this day, that stretch of Green River up behind Green County is known as the Beck and Kate Straight Stretch. And that's the truth.